Hey guys, Randy Arias here. Today I want to talk to you about step number two to becoming a more confident version of yourself. Now, what I want to cover in this video is how to get rid of those negative thoughts that keep popping up into your head. All right, those little thoughts that, you know, keep you from going to where you want to be, to doing what you want to do, and that make you feel bad inside. So those little voices that you keep telling yourself negative things is what we're going to be shutting off forever. All right. Now, I'm going to teach you how that is done, but I first want to show you where it even comes from. Okay. And so the next thing I want to talk about is your subconscious mind. Okay. Now, we have three types of minds. Okay. We have the conscious, the subconscious, and the superconscious. I only want to talk about the first two. All right. Your conscious is the one that you use to solve problems and to just think all around, okay? Your subconscious mind is where you hold all of your beliefs, okay? It's if you've ever experienced where you were driving to school or work and you were thinking about different things, but you still got there and you thought to yourself, man, how did I get here? What got you there safely was your subconscious mind, okay? So it takes over for you to keep you safe and alive, okay? But it also stores negative thoughts, positive thoughts. It doesn't really know which one is which. It just holds them all together, all right? So that's where your beliefs and your negative thoughts and positive thoughts are at. And so our goal is to clear the negative ones out into feeding more of the positive ones so that we're constantly thinking positive, therefore we become happier people. All right. Now that we know where it comes from, I want to tell you why it works. Okay. Now, guys, I want to talk to you about Napoleon Hill and his book, Think and Grow Rich. And basically, it's one of the most famous books ever written. And the whole book just talks about how you become what you think about. Okay. And so I want to talk to you about why that works. We are all made out of cells. Okay. And a cell is basically made out of three things. A proton, a neutron, and an electron, okay? All electrical beings make a cell, a whole bunch of cells make who we are. And so at core, we are electrical beings, okay? So what we think about is constantly being magnetized, okay? And so our life becomes what we think about. And so that's what Napoleon Hill was basically saying in his book. And so once we understand that, we can use it and change our lives, okay? So, how do we change our beliefs? How do we change those negative thoughts in our minds that is holding us back? Well, according to Napoleon Hill, it's your belief, right? And the only way to change your belief is through affirmations, okay? An affirmation is when you say to yourself, I am confident, I am strong, I am successful. I am a winner. I love myself. People love me. I make a lot of money. I am very healthy. So it's basically saying I am and then the thing that you want. That's basically an affirmation. Now, in order for the affirmation to work correctly, okay, you have to say it with intent, with feeling, with emotion. So when you say, I am a winner, I am a winner, I am strong, and then you put emotion behind it and you almost visualize yourself being what you're saying, right? And through that emotion and power behind the word and what you're saying, your mind starts to adapt it, right? And so you're visualizing what it is that you're saying, and that's what your subconscious mind picks up, okay? So that's basically what an affirmation is. And so if we can use the power of affirmations, we can change our beliefs. And so that's a beautiful thing to know because, you know, if we believe that we couldn't change what we think about all the time, then we basically are just done with life. I mean, if you're a naturally negative thinking person, you're stuck, right? But that's not true. It's just what you keep telling yourself, right? And so we need to change that to affirmations saying positive things to yourself. And so what you do is you say affirmations throughout the day, right? You say them throughout the day. You could even write them down, whatever works for you. But the thing is, every time you say it or think about it or write it down, just visualize what that is that you want. Emotionalize it, okay? Feel happy if you're asking to, if you're saying that you're happy. Feel strong if you are saying that you're strong. Feel confident if you're saying, I am confident, okay? And that's how we change that, okay? So that's one way of doing it. Something else I want to talk about that is going to help you with this process is that I read a book, okay, by Joel Osteen, and he talks about how we have two wolves in our head, all right? We have a bad wolf and a good wolf. And so the bad wolf represents your emotions, fear, anger, jealousy, sensitivity, all those negative emotions, right? And the other one represents love, caring, you know, all the positive emotions, right? And so depending on what you say and do, you're feeding one of those wolves. And so they're constantly fighting, right? And so the way he explains it is like, well, if you got two wolves fighting inside of your head, one good, one bad, which one is going to win depends on who you feed. So if you feed the good one by saying positive things to yourself and doing positive things in life, it's going to grow bigger and stronger and beat the bad one and the negative things, and vice versa. If you think negative and doubtful thoughts and all those negative emotions, this one grows stronger and it beats the good one. And so that's one way to look at it. And so you got to constantly just feeding the good one. Feed that good wolf so that it beats the wolf of anger and fear and doubt. And so I hope you learned something today. I will see you with the next videos. And if you haven't yet, please subscribe. Thank you.